Hey there. Welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. I am so excited about today's episode because it is one of my favorite topics. With today's episode dropping on Valentine's Day itself, I thought it would be a perfect time to bring out one of the topics that is closest to my heart, dating your ideal client. That's right. In the spirit of February, the month of love, we are diving deep into the heart of your relationship in business. And what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day itself than to explore the art of dating your ideal client? Last episode, we unwrapped the simplicity behind crafting a marketing plan that actually works and laying down the groundwork for a strategy that's simple and effective. Today, we're going to take that simplicity and add a dash of romance and a pinch of passion and a whole lot of connection. We're not just setting up a business date. We're sparking a love story between you and your ideal client. Here's the thing. Just like in the dating world, finding and keeping your ideal clients relies on more than love potions and grand gestures and that quick fix that you've been looking for. It's about understanding, connecting, and creating relationships that are built to last. So let's take some time to dive into how you can make your clients fall head over heels for your business. And do it on every day, not just Valentine's Day. Creating a real connection with your audience, it's not just a nice to have. In today's world, where we're inundated with messaging and with digital noise, creating a connection is an absolute must. And this isn't just about broadcasting your message far and wide and hoping that someone listens. It's about sharing meaningful conversations, building relationships, and ultimately turning those engaged listeners into loyal clients. Here's the reality. In an era where consumers are bombarded with endless choices and information, trust becomes the currency that sets you apart. When you create a real connection, you're not just selling your product, service, or solution. You're offering value and establishing trust. And this trust is what creates audience members, what makes them decide to buy from you instead of someone else. And that trust is built on authenticity. It's built on the authenticity of your interactions, the relevance of your content, and the consistency of your message. You see, humans are emotional creatures. And most of the time, our purchasing decisions are influenced by how we feel. By creating content or a funnel or a micro offer that resonates on a personal level, by addressing what they struggle with empathetically, by sharing stories that evoke emotions in your audience, you draw your audience closer. And when people feel understood and valued and connected, they're more likely to engage with you, to engage with your brand, and eventually make the decision to invest in what it is that you're offering them. And just like in relationships, real connections are two-way streets. It's not just about talking. It's about listening. It's about paying attention to your audience's feedbacks, to their questions, to their concerns, to how your message is resonating with them. By doing that, you gain really valuable insights into what it is they need, into how they prefer to connect with you. This information allows you to tailor your product, service, or solutions, to tailor your content, to tailor your messaging to meet those needs more effectively. And it makes your offers irresistible to your audience. You're able to communicate and build communication. You're not just acquiring clients. Think about it from this perspective. You are creating a community. And if we've learned anything in the past 3 or 4 years, community is what everyone is seeking. This sense of belonging, it creates loyalty. It transforms your one-time buyers into advocates. A loyal community does more than bring repeat business. Its members become your most powerful marketing tool. They're out there sharing their experiences with you. And by doing that, they're attracting new clients into your world through their positive experience. And in such a crowded marketplace, because let's be honest, business nowadays is supremely crowded, a genuine connection can be your biggest differentiator. People are drawn to businesses, to people, to communities that make them feel seen and heard. So engaging with your audience in a meaningful way will set your brand apart as one that really cares about them and not just your bottom line. We've all been there. We've all bought from someone who it felt like, or even not bought from someone who it felt like was more concerned about their bottom line than us. Connecting with your audience on a deep level can be the deciding factor for them choosing between you and someone else. So create a real connection with your audience, because it's about more than just marketing. It's about building relationships that both enrich your clients' lives and your business. When you really invest in understanding and engaging with your audience on that deep level, you turn those passive listeners into active participants. And when your audience feels connected and valued, they're more likely to become your clients. They're more likely to become lifelong supporters of your business. When it comes to dating your ideal clients, imagine it from your client's perspective, because that's how you're going to connect with them. The journey, my friends, is not just about a series of transactions. It's a well-crafted adventure that you have the power to design for them. The experience they have through every stage of dating your ideal client, those touch points leave a lasting impression. Imagine for a second walking into someplace that feels familiar, and yet you know you've never been there before, so you're excited too. That's the feeling you want to create for your clients from the get-go. Defining the client experience is like setting a stage where your clients are both the audience and the star of the show. It's about making them feel understood, feel valued, and a bit like where they've just stepped into a place where magic happens. As we dive into the 5 stages of dating your ideal client, keep that in mind. When you are thinking about every stage, look at it from your client's perspective. Your ideal client, what do they need to think, feel, hear, understand in order to take the next step in this process? So we start our 5 steps of dating your ideal client with the introduction. Think of this first contact as your chance to say, hey, I see you, and you're exactly where you need to be. And in the introduction phase, the best way to do that is to dive so deep into who your ideal client is. Know everything about them. And I'm going to take this one step further and say, know about them from the stage they are at right now. I think one of the mistakes that we as coaches and consultants and business owners make is that we often look at where they will be after the transformation. We need to understand where they are right now so that we can help them get where they need to go. When you look at it this way, you're able to tailor your marketing to not just capture their attention, but you get to whisper directly to the needs and dreams of your ideal clients. You get to use language that cuts through the noise and resonates with them, and video and images that capture their attention and stop the scroll, and content that really speaks to them on a level that hits them right in their soul. This is your first step. You want to show up as your best self. And to do that, you need to know exactly who it is you're speaking to. Step 2 of the dating your ideal client method is the flirting phase. And this is all about communication. Your communication with your clients should be almost like a series of love letters. It's personal. It's thoughtful. It's always leaving them eager for more. And honestly, it doesn't matter if it's email or social media or direct messaging or podcasts. You need to be able to let your brand personality, your authenticity shine through. The flirting phase is about being consistent, about your tone, your style, your values, your messaging, and showing up as who you are, as that friend who's there to guide them and support them and celebrate with them. Or maybe not as that friend, maybe as an advocate, or maybe as an adversary who needs to point out their blind spots and what's keeping them stuck. Look at the communication, how you're communicating, where you're communicating, what you're saying. That's where the magic in the flirting phase comes in. Our next phase is the dating phase. This is really where you are bringing them into your world at a deeper level. Yes, this is generally where a funnel begins. And that funnel may be a million different things, but it is where you're building that know, like, and trust. It is where you are connecting with them on a deeper level, opening their eyes to what it is that they struggle with, and more importantly, to how you are the solution to their problems. The dating phase can be as long or as short as your audience needs it to be. But if it's done really well, it, just like in any relationship, it leads to the commitment phase, which is what we're all looking for. This is how we are going to help our clients, by helping them step into our product, service, or solution. And that product, service, or solution needs to be extraordinary. It's where you get to say, I promised you an extraordinary experience, and here it is. So tailor your services to not just meet expectations, but to exceed them. Be meticulous in your attention to detail from the start through to the end. Every interaction should reinforce the feeling that they've made the absolute right choice in choosing you. And then we step into keeping the romance alive, because the journey doesn't end with the sale. In fact, it's just the beginning. Our clients, our community, become our best sales tools. So ongoing engagement is like creating a garden that will bloom season after season. We get to keep the conversation going with content and offers, with ways that we're able to grow with our audience. So our clients can be served at the next step of their problem. Creating a value ladder will help you to just do that. And creating loyalty through your clients also helps you create an endless supply of new clients. Defining and tailoring the client experience is about painting a picture that's so compelling that your ideal clients can't help but see themselves in it. It's about creating moments, big and small, that make them feel seen and heard and valued. When you do this, you're doing more than just selling a product, service, or solution. You're offering them a dream. The dream of a better, brighter, more fulfilling life or business or health journey. And let's be honest, who wouldn't want to be a part of that? When it comes to the concept of dating your ideal client, it's about creating a journey from that first glance across a crowded room to that lasting partnership. It's about setting the stage from that initial introduction where you catch their eye through to flirting, where you show them what their future could look like, to that first date where you both get to dive deeper, to the commitment phase where they're ready to invest, having seen the value you add to their life, and to keeping the romance alive. Because that's about continuing nurturing those relationships, ensuring the spark you've ignited grows into a lasting flame. These stages, they're not just steps in a process. They're the building blocks of relationships that extend beyond that transaction. It's about creating experiences that really resonate, that make your clients feel not just seen and heard, but understood and, more importantly, valued. This journey, your strategy, it should be your love letter to your audience, showing them that with you, they're starting on a path that's more than just a solution to their needs. It's a partnership that values their growth and their satisfaction as much as it does your bottom line. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that building and sustaining these connections, they take time, they take attention and intention, and they take genuine care. And the rewards, my friends, the rewards are immeasurable. Not only do you gain clients, you also gain advocates for your brand. You gain people who scream from the rooftops that you are the best thing that's ever happened to them. and you gain participants in the story that you are telling about your business and your brand. The journey of dating your ideal client, it's a lot like any relationship. It's a dance of give and take, of speaking and listening, of promising and delivering. And if you're ready to dive deeper into creating those connections, to truly date your ideal client and transform your business in the process, I'm here to help. Reach out, let's have a chat, and together we'll make your marketing strategy more than just seen. We'll make it felt and remembered and cherished and profitable. One more thing before I let you go. Remember, in the world of business today, just like in love, the best relationships are built on trust, understanding, and a little bit of magic. So let's start creating connections that last a lifetime. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.